This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Bla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated Astalakshmi Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday. The three-day visit festival highlights the vast cultural tapestry of Northeast India, bringing together an array of traditional arts, crafts and cultural practices. The Mahotsav serves as an exceptional platform to highlight the tourism opportunities and unique products of all the eight Northeastern states. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai yesterday said that the government is committed to working towards the development of the Northeastern region. The minister said that the lives of the people of the Northeastern states have changed due to improvement of facilities in health, connectivity, education and railway sectors. He informed that 443 crore rupees have been spent for making the country's first national sports school in Manipur. Around 9,970 crore rupees have been sanctioned in the ongoing financial year for the railway budget of the region. The 62nd Raising Day of Civils, Defence and Home Guards was celebrated at Mau Dyang Dyang in New Shillong yesterday. Meghalaya Minister in charge of Civil Defence and Home Guards, Kamingon Umbon, said that the two organisations have played a significant role in providing assistance in emergencies and calamities. In order to tackle the shortage of manpower in the department, the government has approved for recruitment against 448 vacant posts. Medal for President's Home Guards, Meritorious Service and Commendation Certificates were also given to the recipients. The Meghalaya Pradesh Congress Committee Working President, P.N. Singh, has said that the party is well prepared to field candidates in all 29 states of seats for the upcoming Khasi Hills Autonomous District Council elections. He urged loyal and capable individuals committed to serving the public's best interest to step forward in the electoral process. The National People's Party, NPP, has announced its list of candidates for the Autonomous District Council elections in Khasi Hills and Jaintia Hills yesterday. In the Khasi Hills Autonomous District Council elections, the NPP has announced 18 candidates. The party has also announced its candidates for all the 29 constituencies of Jaintia Hills Autonomous District Council. Shillong yesterday hosted Asia's largest spoken festival by commune at the iconic Ward's Lake. The festival was supported by the Department of Tourism, Government of Meghalaya. State Tourism Minister Paul Lindor said that the indigenous tribes of Meghalaya have a long history of oral tradition. The stories, myths and legends are an old part of the history of the state even before the introduction to the written word. Advisor for Industries and Commerce Hikani Jakalu has said while entrepreneurship and business in Nagaland are still evolving concepts, the startup culture is rapidly gaining momentum. She was speaking at the Buyers and Sellers Meet 2024 organized by the Department of Industries and Commerce at Bamboo Hall, Kisama yesterday. Noting that the market in Nagaland is still pure and unadulterated, she assured continued support of the government for both buyers and sellers to facilitate growth. On the sixth day of the Hornbill Festival yesterday, Tribal Research Institute Nagaland marked a vibrant celebration of indigenous traditions with a variety of competitions. The state-level rice husking competition witnessed a total of 30 contestants representing 15 tribes. Other competitions included the second tribal go-karting competition and the third state-level catapult competition. The 68th death anniversary of the architect of the Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, was observed in Tripura yesterday. The state-level program to pay homage was held at Ujjayanta Palace in Agartala. Tripura Minister for Scheduled Caste Welfare, Sadhundhangshu Das, said that the Ambedkar was also a great social reformer and politician. The Armed Forces Flag Day is celebrated and observed today to pay homage to the martyrs, soldiers and veterans of India's Armed Forces. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh has greeted all rank and file of the Armed Forces, ex-servicemen and their families on the occasion. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.